Good morning and welcome to Market Minutes. Today is Thursday, October the 27th, and I am Asha Menon. We are bang in the middle of an earnings season, and the markets are waiting to see which sectors could prove resilient to the persistent macro headwinds. In such a scenario, what are the global brokerages betting on? Let's take a quick look. Most global brokerages are leaning towards stocks that depend on domestic markets for their earnings. We scanned equity strategy reports of six global brokerages, and five of them are partial to domestic market-facing sectors. And one sees a positive in the pharma sector because of its domestic business. To give an example, analysts at CLSA say that they expect the profit before tax of the companies they cover to fall by 13% year-on-year. But they expect domestic-focused stocks PBT to grow by 15% year-on-year. That's a difference of 28 percentage points. This sentiment also explains why these brokerages are closely tracking the festive demand and pickup in rural demand. As CLSA analysts stated in their October 10th India Strategy Report, commentary on festive demand trends will be keenly watched, as this may decide if India's market can continue its outperformance of global peers. Overall, in Sensex and Nifty stocks, analysts expect revenue to grow and profit to take a beating. They have forecasted Nifty stocks revenue to grow by 20% to 24% and their net profit or profit after tax to fall by minus 19% to minus 11%. Morgan Stanley has said that sectoral dispersion will be high, or in other words, performance among various sectors will see a huge difference. The brokerage expects revenue growth to be led by energy, utilities and consumer discretionary, with materials and healthcare sectors lagging. Revenue at energy, utilities and consumer discretionary are expected to grow year-on-year between 30 and 46%, while materials and healthcare are expected to grow only at 0 and 5% respectively. In profit figures, consumer discretionary is expected to come on top, followed by communication services or telecom at a far second. In margins, Morgan Stanley's analysts think communication services will see the highest expansion. Year on year, the sector's EBITDA margin is expected to grow by 207 BPS. This is in stark contrast to materials and utilities sectors, which will see their margins shrink the most by 797 BPS and 726 BPS respectively. So that's all on sectoral dispersion. The brokerage Jefferies expects margins to trough this quarter. In their October 10th report, its analysts have said that margin pressures could peak out in the September quarter because commodity price pressure should begin to wane. That's the overall picture. Now let's take a look at how global brokerages are forecasting sector by sector performance. First, consumer discretionary. All six brokerages are positive on this sector. Analysts at JP Morgan believe that this will see good revenue performance thanks to stable demand. Morgan Stanley's analysts believe that consumer discretionary will post the highest year-on-year growth in EBITDA at 51%. The view on consumer staples is much more muted, with nearly all the brokerages commenting on the weak demand, which translates to weak sales volumes. But two brokerages have said that consumer staples companies may be able to take a price rise and improve their top line. Auto. All six brokerages expect this sector to post a strong quarter. Companies in the segment should report a healthy double-digit growth in revenue and see their margins improve, according to CLSA analysts. This is because commodity prices have been falling and chip supply concerns have been easing. Analysts at Jefferies have forecasted that auto OEMs will see more than 30% profit growth year-on-year. Financials. Usually, sentiment around the stock begins to improve in the beginning of a rising rate hike cycle. This is because banks are quick to pass on the rate hikes to their borrowers, but slow to pass on the rate hike to their depositors. JP Morgan's analysts believe that banks will see a sequential net interest margin improvement. And CLSA's analysts agree that banks' margins will improve because loan growth has been strong. But they add that NBFC's margins may not be as strong despite seeing strong growth in loans. Technology. This sector could see healthy growth in revenue, but margin weakness is likely to persist on wage hikes and discretionary spending. All brokerages expect companies' earnings to grow in the middle single digits. Materials. Steel prices on the London Metal Exchange or LME have fallen, which could weigh on the sector's earnings. But analysts at JP Morgan say that this could be offset by higher sales volume and a weaker rupee. According to Morgan Stanley's analysts, material sector is expected to see the second steepest year-on-year fall in PAT at -59%. So which sector could have the steepest year-on-year fall in PAT? According to them, that would be the energy sector with -72%. So we come to the energy sector. Nearly all brokerages expect this sector to be a weak quarter for oil marketing companies or OMCs because of higher inventory losses, forex losses, and lower gross refining margins or GRMs. Inventory losses are what will cause big quarterly losses for IOC, BPCL, and HPCL, said analysts at CLSA, while profits of ONGC, OIL, and RIL will be hurt by windfall taxes, said the analysts at the brokerage. Cement. Again, another sector that is expected to see a poor quarter. Profit figures are expected to take a hit because of rising input costs. In fact, analysts at CLSA believe that the sector may see multi-year low profitability on higher costs and lower pricing power. That's all from us today. Stay tuned to Money Control for more updates on markets and have a wonderful trading day.